On the agenda, we have a resolution that will proposes to adopt the a cooperation agreement for the drainage system on the beach. And I'd like to read a brief statement, and I want to thank, first and foremost, I want to thank Business Administrator Deeney for helping me prepare this statement in detail. And so if you'll bear with me, I will read this. I expect we are voting yes today on the resolution to support the agreement with the State of New Jersey DEP, but I am voting in the affirmative with some reluctance. On balance, the agreement represents a positive result for the people of Margate, given where we are today. In my view, we should not have been forced into this agreement because the predictable and inexcusable design mistakes of the Army Corps of Engineers. My reluctance is based primarily on my concern that some year in the future, Margate will be faced with the choice of undertaking another replenishment because parts of our beaches will have been washed away and we will not be allowed to destroy the dunes. There will be no place to sit on some blocks. It is true that the agreement does not require us to participate in any future replenishment project, which all three commissioners stood firm on, but I am concerned that we will be passing on a decision in the to future boards of commissioners. I know how hard the commissioners and our attorneys worked over many months on negotiations to get the wording that we have achieved into this agreement. I also know and appreciate that many of our Margate citizens supported us, knowing that we were appalled as a community that we had to fight our government in court on so many occasions. This agreement is not perfect, but we achieved our main objectives. Number one, there is no requirement that Margate participate in a renourishment project in the future. Two, there are no capital costs for drainage construction on the beach, which will total millions of dollars. Three, Margate street drainage will be immensely improved with no capital costs to Margate taxpayers. Four, this agreement will allow the project to move forward to completion without further litigation. Five, we believe we have reestablished a working relationship with the New Jersey DEP, which will be an important partnership after the Army Corps moves out of our region. And so again, so there's no mistake, my main concern is that in a year or 2 years, when the sand that they've pumped washes away, that there'll be beaches probably between Lancaster and Rumson where we will have very little room to sit. We won't be allowed to sit on the dunes. The agreement does not allow us to bulldoze down the dunes. In that regard, we will be forced to pump additional sand if we want to have a recreational beach there. And the state doesn't believe that they're going to have to pay for that. So that money will probably be borne by the Margate taxpayers. And so that in fact is and remains my major concern. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. I had prepared a short statement, which I was going to read before I vote. I will, Maureen, set the tone. I will give, if you give me 30 seconds, I will read mine. Let's be clear on one thing. That from day one, none of us really wanted dunes. We're talking today about a citywide drainage system paid for by the Corps of Engineers. This is a direct result of our lawsuits in both federal and superior courts. I've talked to engineers, I've talked to scientists, and all believe that this system will work as designed. It should relieve us of drainage problems on both the beach and our street ends. Is this agreement perfect? No, it's not. But we are getting a multi-million dollar drainage system at no cost to the city. This agreement is a result of lengthy negotiations with the DEP and the Corps of Engineers. My personal thanks to Mr. Abbott and Commissioner Amadeo for their very hard work. It is my belief that we do have a workable agreement, and therefore, I will vote yes when that comes up. Is there, do you want to say anything?
When you're done.
I'm done.
Thank you, Mayor. I thought we were reserving it for the 5 o'clock minute hour.
I knew it.
No, you didn't. Listen, we work as a team here, and this has been an extremely difficult time for the city of Margate with the situation we were faced of. And I feel that as difficult as it was to deal with the Army Corps and negotiate with the New Jersey DEP, as Solicitor Abbott would attest, we came out in general for the good of the whole town, all 40 streets having a drainage system. Are we happy? No. We're all in the same boat. But this is a solution to a problem that we faced for over 50 years that was exacerbated by the design of the Army Corps, and we're left with what we have. So I believe it's not a perfect document, but I believe the document protects the people of Margate, and I believe that we can work off of it, and I believe that we built through our many, many hours of meetings with the DEP, I believe we built a relationship that we can depend on in the future if we do face issues, as we're all aware we're going to. So again, it's a difficult time, but I think the time's right and we have to progress, because my biggest goal is to preserve the summer season of 2018.
Thank you, John. Anybody else? We will now open for public comment on anything that was discussed here today. We have 3 minutes. And it will be a strict 3 minutes.
Stephen Altman, 9003 Amherst Avenue, Margate. If I may, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask Mr. Blumberg if there is a minimum width to beaches, should we have storms that wash sand away. Is there a minimum width to the beaches that you have in mind that would trigger needing to refill?
Well, I'll answer you that I don't know the answer to that question. I think the public will determine that for us, you know, this minimum width. If you can only fit 3 people between the water and the dune, that might not be acceptable. So I expect those folks will be in here yelling at someone. Whether it's me or Mike or John, I don't know.
It'll be a yelling factor to determine that it's time for Margate to pump sand. Okay. Thank you.
You'll know it when you see it.
Yeah, right.
It would be Scott's one.
Sewell, 22 West Drive, following up on the remarks of Commissioner Blumberg, I think the record should be set straight that the mayor and his running mate, Torby, held positions that were detrimental and diametrically opposed to the majority of Margate voters. Torby was gung-ho for those greeny domes, and the mayor, as usual, was vacillating, procrastinating, and quote-unquote undecided. And this indecision cost the taxpayers mightily, because that was a window of opportunity to talk to the big bambino up in Trenton. And to lose that opportunity was really, really a disaster in the making. But more importantly, down the road, you 3 gentlemen can pat yourself on the back that you cut the best deal you could under adverse conditions. But I'm not talking about adversity. I'm talking about being proactive. Proactive. Get on the stick right now, yesterday, and get the Army Corps of Engineers to to put that master jetty up at the end of Longport. Then you don't have to worry about spending tens of millions of dollars of Margate taxpayer money to replenish the beaches. This is the logical, rational approach. Now, if you want to sit on your hands, sit on your brains, go ahead and do it. But you're not doing Margate taxpayers and residents an iota of a favor. Get on it now. Get on the Acela. Get down and talk to Menendez. Get down and talk to Cory Booker, Frank Lobiondo, and get them on this project. Because not only that, Scotty's a little pet dredging of the lagoons also is contingent upon that master jetty. Because if the Egg Harbor Inlet silts over and nobody can get out, what's the purpose of dredging the lagoons? Makes no sense at all. So let's use logic for a change. And let's not vacillate like the mayor did for so long. Or perhaps follow the Taube role of being pro-dune. Let's get pro-master jetty. And right now, you never know. Somebody might need a favor and be very glad to throw you that bone. But unless you explore it, you're never going to find out for sure. Now is the time to begin to explore it. Now is the time to make the initiatives. Keep the last 12 seconds, Mayor.
Hey, guys. Dan Gottlieb, 407 North Nassau. Just a question for you guys. The agreement, Maury, I was confused by something you said at the end. Is there... there's no requirement to re-nourish, but if we decide we need re-nourishment, could you explain how the cost share, if there will be a cost share, how that will work?
You know the numbers?
So I believe at the time, we would have to enter into a state aid agreement.
Correct.
So which would then be the same state aid agreement that's out there now, with the percentages for that we that you guys have been talking about, that everybody's been talking about.
65-25,
8% for us.
75 federal, 30, no, 65.
65 federal, 35% state, of which we bear 10% of.
If the money is available.
25% of, I'm sorry.
Dan, it's easier, our local cost.
It's 65, 35, 10 approximately, correct?
8.75. Yeah.
Approximately.
Right. Again, if the money is available, if there's federal and state money at the time.
Right. So at the current structure of whatever this agreement says, if we lose our recreational beach, which I believe we will, especially on those blocks you outlined, currently there's nothing in place that provides money from the state or the federal government.
Unless it's a major storm that's declared a state emergency by the president.
Yeah, right. There's really nothing now.
Nothing now.
Nothing now. And if we go to them and say, okay, we'll sign the state aid agreement, there's no guarantee that the money will be there to subsidize our share of that.
That is correct.
Okay. I'm just going to go on the record with my remaining 55 seconds of saying that I do understand the necessary evil, if you were, to enter into all this, and I appreciate everything you guys did to try to make it as painless as possible. I think the drainage situation, they're fixing a problem that I don't really think we ever had before. I think our drainage system may have been rudimentary and old, but it worked very well. And my big concern is the loss of recreational beach, and that the design of the project has changed now with the drainage system as opposed to the system that was in place. And I'm just wondering, and I think Glenn will speak to this, does that design change should, you know, when you build a car, you think of how you're going to build the exhaust system. I'm just going to say that they made a lot of changes to the project that have changed the way the project should have been built in the first place. I'll let Glenn finish that up.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Glenn Klotz, 118 North Barclay Avenue. I just wanted to speak to what Dan said. I said this last time. I just want to go on the record again about it, that the design was changed. Those of us that saw the 2000 design, okay, it's not the same design. Why? Because they weren't going to put in a, this is why I think, because they did not plan this time to put in any outfalls. And so they went with a different plan to what do a wider beach. But unfortunately, we all know that didn't work. Okay, so then they went back to the original plan with outfalls and street end drainage. We all agree necessary evil at this point. However, they haven't changed the plan that they decided to go without the drainage. So now we have the berm part of the plan pushed towards the ocean, which increases the chance that we're going to lose face beach, the beach in front of the berm. I think it almost guarantees it in some areas. And I'm just curious, you know, shouldn't we be talking to that with them? I mean, I don't see where that is a major alteration in their plan, unless it would have to be renegotiated in a contract with Weeks Marine, of course, which would then hold up the whole thing. And I don't think anybody wants this going into. So, however, it would seem to me if they went back to the original plan, if they can, it would mitigate to some degree the loss of the face beach, because we have, you know, at least in my, I live down on Barclay Avenue, there's a lot of that dry beach now. It's buried behind the project. And I don't think in the original plan that was meant to be the case. And I see them now, they're down where it's Sumner, I think. Okay. There's still a chance, you know, for them to angle that thing into the bulkhead and not have in the other 40% of the town that problem. I just think now they're going down the middle of the beach. And I don't think that was the original plan. And I'm wondering if we can discuss that with them at this point, if they would even hear our concerns. And that, of course, goes forward to replenishment. If you're further back, you're going to have less of a chance that you're going to need that. That's all I had to say.
Thank you for your comments, Glenn. Any other public comment?
Steve Warner, 103 North Sumner Avenue. I don't know that it would be a bad idea to check out that master jetty, what it actually accomplished. It seems to me that, you know, they did it in Brigantine and the beaches all became huge. Maybe that would be the solution that to the problem, possibly. It's certainly worth checking out. So I'm going to have to go ahead and agree with John on that one, that it might be a good idea. This is the time, and see if we can get the government to kick in some money. Maybe that would solve all the problems. We wouldn't need any more dredging or anything. I don't know. It's possible that's what happened in Brigantine. I don't know. But it's certainly worth checking out. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Any other comment? You want a double header today.
If I have your permission, sir.
We'll take a vote and let you know 9:00. No. Please go ahead. Your name and address again for record.
Steve Altman, 9003 Amherst Avenue. It was my understanding that the Army Corps of Engineers, when the master bulkhead idea was brought up at one of the meetings, that they absolutely refused the idea in that meeting. Am I remembering correctly?
You are correct.
Okay. So my understanding was at that meeting that it would just kick the can down south of here to Ocean City and so on with master jetties, that would rob Peter to pay Paul, as it were. Wasn't that the idea, sir?
I don't remember that, but I remember the meeting. And if you remember, at the time they handed out a pamphlet,
right,
of all the types of beach protection they considered, and master jetty was the number one under consideration, and they let it go because it was way too expensive.
way too expensive.
That is correct.
Okay. I thought that was the fact that it would rob Peter to pay Paul.
That's what they said that night, if you remember.
Okay. Yeah, I do.
They waste $63 million.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's too expensive.
Well, that's big government, big brother. Any other comment? Is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
A motion to adjourn this meeting, please.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you all. We'll be reconvening in 5 minutes.